Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales, and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages. Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. As you heard the episode with Martha Grace, she's obviously somebody that I've admired all my life pretty much. But this also happens to be a special day, May 20th, which is a national holiday somehow, has always been celebrating as the National Be a Millionaire Day, which I think it's so cool to hear that there's an actual Be a Millionaire Day. And what it does, it celebrates the idea of being a millionaire. And I know for some people, thinking a millionaire is like one way out of their, you know, imagination, or why would they want to be a millionaire? But let's be real, with inflation, it's $1 million doesn't go very far anymore. And the truth is, how many of you just listening thinking, oh my gosh, I could do so much more with, you know, even just having $100,000 in the bank, or some people are like just $100 extra, you know? So it's kind of that mentality of, changing your mindset to be able to create more wealth. And, you know, what constitutes a millionaire is not just necessarily having the liquid cash, but the assets are something that helps you with that net worth. So I hope you get a chance to really take a dive into the full episode. It was episode number 4 with Martha Grace, but we're also going to have the other episodes based on the webinar we did, which was the every year. Now we're going into our third year. So exciting.
Hey.
It's called Make Money Moves with Millionaires. It's going to be November 21st. So 21. And we'll disclose the location soon. But Vera, you obviously met Martha also in real life when we had the live event, and then known her through the webinar. What is one of those gold nuggets or one of those things that really stuck with you listing her perspective? She happens to be a woman of color, woman as well, obviously. But, you know, hearing her story on that she didn't grow up with, it is a real rags to riches story, really. But what kind of was your takeaway from it?
You know, whenever you meet people that are, you know, quote unquote millionaires, I guess I'm just so used to seeing social media with all these people like, you know, 7 steps to blah, blah. And they're all like these giant personalities. And the one thing that stood out is that Marta is actually really shy. And she's so quiet, timid, and seems so unbelievably humble. And I'm not saying that all these other individuals are not, but she really just is, I feel, very respectful of the money that she has made and continues to make, because she knows it's really a dream come true. And how I really love that she, you know, does it for her family. And she helps a lot of people along the way, right? By providing jobs and development. So that's really great. But one of the things that really stood out was she mentioned in the webinar part that she has tried several different things in terms of investment, but I think she mentioned the whole life policy is something she still sticks to. And there's like this whole debate between whether you go stocks or you go whole life. And I might be butchering the name, it might be called somebody else, but it just stuck out because I noticed people's faces were like, oh, that's interesting, because there is that debate. And I think not everybody is the same on how they make their money, invest their money, spend their money, develop their money, whatever you want to call it. And it's important to hear the different ways that you can grow your money. And that was really interesting. And how she leverages HELOCs as well, how they can be a little bit scary, but you know, if you use it right away to invest into a property, then you're going to be okay, because you know what you're paying for and you're using it to grow more. So it's just it's cool to see like girl down the street makes it and teaches you, and you feel a sense of trust, right? Because of that. So that was fantastic.
I love that. You know, I think, and you described her so well, because I think sometimes there's this, especially in LA, it's like this, you know, very Hollywood, or people think, oh, you know, if you have money, it's because you're showing it. And the truth is, I remember one of my favorite quotes is, you know, the poor is flashy and the rich isn't. And she's exactly that, where I think of how down to earth she is. And her story, you know, talks about, you know, when she was growing up, she would go to her mom to clean houses. And, you know, the things that she saw as a kid, because, you know, she wasn't given any of these privileges that most people have, opportunities, she still made something, not only something of herself, but have literally hired hundreds of people and, you know, the businesses that they have. And she said it, where her story, her why is her children. And I think sometimes people forget, why do we do it? Not necessarily, she even says, not like that we want to be, you know, rich. It's because we want to be not just comfortable, we want our children to be okay. And I think that's one of the cool messages I got. And you just hit it on. It's like, there's different ways to invest. And you know, those that are listening to, we're obviously, this is a general podcast. We're not your CPA, we're not your CFP, but that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, because everyone's like, hey, invest in stocks. And I'm like, yeah, all the millionaires that I know, all the successful financial people I know, including you and me, it's like, we invest in real estate. We invest in other areas that most people aren't promoting because one, they think it's not feasible or is not as lucrative. And the truth is, most of the people that I've known personally have made more wealth in that direction. So right. I think this is such a cool topic, and I want people to get to know other people like that, because I always think of, if you're a good person, you're going to make good decisions, and most likely you're going to help the community. And she's one of those people. Like, right. I love the fact how many people I've seen how she's helped. And so, if you're thinking about being, you know, a baller or being a millionaire, check out, you know, today happens to be this national day of celebrating the idea of being a millionaire. And just kind of maybe making a smaller goal. Maybe it's, yeah, can I have an extra $1,000 in my account? I remember when I was negative something because of debt and not having enough income. And for me, it was just like, I just want to have $1,000 in the bank. And
that's okay. And that was amazing.
It was such a goal at the time. And it was like, how am I going to get there? And now I look back and I'm like, wow, I needed to dream bigger. And luckily I did. And those are things that we just need that extra step. Right.
And I think somebody like Marta, because she quote unquote comes from the streets, right. It's helpful to also think, okay, I'm going to hit 1,000 and I'm going to shoot for 10,000. And you get to a point where you're like, I hit 1,000,000. Now I want to go more. And it's not because you just want to be super rich. It's just like, the more you have and you choose to reinvest into your communities, the bigger the impact, right? And I feel as though Marta is building a legacy, not just for herself, but for the people that she's showing that it is possible. So listen to the episode.
But you got to hear it and, you know, have that goal in mind. And it's funny you said that. Yesterday I got an email that I'm sold out on my first book edition. And in my head, I was like, oh, that sucks, because it's a bad problem to be backordered. At the same time, like, this is something I've always wanted. and sometimes it's that, where I look back and I even sent Martha a quick text yesterday where I'm like, thanks for being that role model. You know, she's a few years younger than me, yet I've always seen her as such a big sister. And I know how fortunate I am that most people don't have that. So dream big, people, and let us know about your millionaire idea. If you are a millionaire, reach out to us too, because we have some really cool guests coming up that will be sharing what they've done in different fields. So stay tuned and enjoy the Spanish episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.